Welcome to Asking for a Friend, the podcast where we answer questions people are usually hesitant to ask. You're with me, Hannah T, and for this episode,
I'm here with the creators of a Filipino-themed film called Tahanan. They're actually based in the U.S. Please say hi to Nicholas James Barber, the writer and director of the film. Say hi, Nicholas.
Hi, guys. Good to be here, Hannah. I'm excited.
Yay! Say hi to Nicole Ruiz, the director of photography.
Hi, guys. I hope you enjoy this episode.
Hopefully, since very gloomy ang panahon sa Pilipinas ngayon. Ayan, so say hi naman to the writer and producer of the film, Juan Raymundo Ramos. Hi, Juan.
Hi, everyone who's listening to the podcast. This is actually my first podcast where I'm not working on it. So, very exciting.
Yay! Ayan, so since I introduced Tahanan to the audience, I want to ask you guys, how did you come up with the idea of creating a film like that?
Okay, well, I think I'll take the first jab at that. So I got here around 2012, right? Mm-hmm. And parang migration was something my family knew we were eventually gonna do. Hindi lang alam kailan, diba, when the exact date was. So medyo anxiety driving. And then when I finally got here, parang diba, nagsama-sama na kami ng ibang kaibigan, mga kaibigan ng kaibigan, and then you meet them, and then your stories are just so different. Like, what makes you stay? What makes you go back to the Philippines? Mm-hmm. And parang I wanted to give an homage, diba, to our people, kasi parang dati pa naman tayo parang mga OFW, di ba? Parang,
true naman.
The reasons of leaving are so different. So, for me, yun yung main heart na gusto kong ilagay. And parang I started writing this with Juan. He was actually my friend from back in the Philippines. Same school kami, a few years younger. We stayed in touch. And yeah, that's me. And I want to give the mic to the rest of my team.
I can go next. Yeah, our company has been making films since 2015, and we always try to do something different. And surprisingly, this is one of the more challenging ones. Even though we're Filipino, living in the States, writing a piece that's about your culture and in your native language was so much harder than I thought. I don't know if it's because I've been living in the States for so long, I kind of forgot most of, you know, like, I don't speak Tagalog as much, but, you know, working on Tahanan was very natural. It didn't seem, it was very challenging in the sense that daming culture that I have to be reminded of, that I have to put into the film. But it was such a hard film to write for me. A lot of drafts were made. It started off as a 8 to 10 page, and now it's a lot of pages. So there's a lot more of the story that was added, but it was definitely for the best. Yeah, I think people will realize how excited we are, because I think it's a story that should be told.
Yes, true naman. Sige, how about Nicole?
Well, I didn't have like more of a hand in the writing process as both of these guys had, because I came in, actually met them back in 2018, like late 2018, and they only came to me about the idea, I think, like mid-2019. So I was like, oh, that's so cool. Like, I've been wanting to shoot like a Filipino film, because I haven't done that before, because I just moved in 2017, so I was pretty new in the States, and I was just trying to, you know, put my roots here and, you know, my connections. And I didn't really knew that many Filipino filmmakers at the time. And they were like one of the first Filipino filmmakers that I met on set. So I was really excited. But on the writing process, I didn't really write, but I did give them like a few notes. I was more fresh from the Philippines, so I was telling them about like how the Tagalog sounds, like if it sounds normal or if it's very conversational.
You're definitely the female perspective too, right? Like, right?
Yeah.
Two guys writing a story will have a very different perspective than someone else.
Yes.
So we appreciate
yes.
them the perspective.
Yeah, that's my part in the writing process. Mm-hmm. Not so much of it, but
yeah. We still had to, yeah, get help from different sources, like, you know, our parents or something like that, mm-hmm. maybe the, you know, older generation, to just check on the script, see if our grammar is still okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay, was there any moment, Ban, during the script writing that you didn't know the Filipino word, like it got super deep, or back in the Philippines, it was like a normal Filipino word?
Okay.
Like, for instance,
upside down?
Well, kasi ako personally, I grew up, I know Tagalog ever since. Pero when I got into college, parang I got used to English to the point na there were some Filipino words I forgot. Like, I didn't even know at that time kung the meaning ng higit. But it was very simple back then when I was a kid. Was there ever mm-hmm. a time during the script writing na ganun yung naging instance?
I think there definitely was a time, but I can't really remember a specific word that you're trying to figure out, because mm-hmm. I also, like, I spoke Ilocano as well, and I spoke Tagalog, so it's like a mix of the two that I spoke. So sometimes I'd be like, I remember that, the translation, but I was like, was that Ilocano or was that Tagalog? So like, for me, that was like my struggle. But like, mm-hmm. do you remember like a specific word that we struggled with, like translating? I remember. Daloy, the Ilocano.
Daloy. Oh.
Daloy. Oh.
Like, yeah, we were being poetic in this one part of the film, and the poetry yeah. in the Philippines. It's so beautiful. It can be so beautiful, pero ibang level na Tagalog na yun sa
kanya. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, to make okay. the word work.
Daloy. Wow. But in the Philippines, it's easy for Filipinos to, like, listen to it. Like, oh, daloy. But yeah. Okay, so aside from the Filipino word daloy, what were some of the challenges you faced while filming naman, on the filming aspect?
Ooh, that's going to be a lot to delve into.
Yeah, definitely a lot went into filming. It was It's a very important story that we wanna tell it right. You know what I mean? So, there was so much that went into filming, but I think the important thing was we had a lot of prep time. We had a lot of meetings beforehand, and I think we had a solid team. You know, working on this piece, and everyone really wanted to lift each other up and make this film the best it could be. So I'm really happy. But yeah, a lot of challenges. You know, Nicole, you want to start with the challenges, and then we can...
Yeah, I thought you were going to start mentioning them already.
I feel like you have a lot in mind. So let's start with you first.
I do. I don't know how much knowledge the audience is with, like, the filmmaking process. But as the DP, and I feel like a lot of it is very, you know, technical. So I have a bunch of on-set experience, and, you know, these things are always, they always come up. So it's not like unnatural. But yeah, as the DP, I was tasked to do lighting, camera, you know, organizing my team and making sure that I helped the assistant director make day, like, finish all the shots that we have scheduled on that day, because we don't exactly have that much money to waste to not finish our day. So one of the biggest struggles was that, because this is like such a low budget film, was trying to find my team, because I can't really do it all by myself. So just finding my team. But like, I feel like last minute, we definitely like pulled through. There were definitely a lot of like the day before acquiring people, like the day before or like a couple of hours before. So we pulled through. I'm pretty happy with most of our shots that we got. So that was one of the biggest challenges. And then the thing that comes with that is also having enough team to pull off the day. So some days we would just like not have enough people to like move us around faster. I think that was like one of the challenges. And definitely because we have like a tight budget, it was also hard trying to acquire gear. I tried to pull all my strengths, just asking for favors from friends, trying to lend like something for camera or something for lighting. But, you know, in the end, like everything like came together, which was nice. And I'm pretty thankful, like most of the crew that I got were also really nice and really helpful. And, you know, in a real, well, in a more, you know, in a bigger scale film set, people usually just stick to their own departments. Like there's no mixing of departments. I know like in the union, they're very strict about that. Like if somebody, a production assistant, you know, touches something from lighting, they're like, bro, like, don't do that shit.
Yeah.
Like, don't do that.
For better or for worse, but you can't.
Yes, yes. Yeah. Which is, you know, like I understand why that is. But yeah, like here, because we were so understaffed, everybody was just willing to help everybody. So that like
moved us really along thankful like for fast. We love this team, yeah.
Yeah, which is good. But yeah, more logistical stuff, I guess, is the problem I had to face. And I guess like rescheduling sometimes when the shot is not working or like the freaking wind is blowing 100 miles an hour. So yeah, it was just, you know, you work around it. You know, I feel like being on set is a lot of problem solving. So you get used to it. Although it is stressful at that time, but you get used to it. But that's all the stuff that I can remember.
For me, like before, to make it shorter, we laid some pretty good tracks down, diba, parang sa post-production, like our writing, our planning, our budgeting, ganyan.
Alam you mean pre-production? So we could
pre-production, I mean, sorry. And we could stick to it the best we could moving forward. And I think we did, even if it was like sometimes you're so stressed, but you need to smile in front of the crew and everything. Like, just be, you know, diba, parang positive and parang wag mong pagmumukhang may nangyari. And just do it the best we could. And I think we did that. And I'm really glad for our team. But for me, on the more director side, it's the actors were amazing. Like from day one, I think they hit it off pretty well. Mm-hmm. So the chemistry definitely was there. And probably the intermingling of cultures. So this is where I was really picky with who gets to be on the, no, diba, to represent these characters. Because as a Filipino, then diba, if we're making an authentic Filipino film, sabay sumisemplang yung Tagalog sa parts na hindi dapat sumimplang, it won't present
properly. Won't sound authentic.
Alam natin yan, diba? Yung Mainlander na yan, alam natin yan.
Yes.
And I'm happy, I'm so excited to be representing like a Filipino and like a film festival that carries so much emotions. Like me and the lead actor, si Hans Braga, we would just joke about how the character is kind of like him because it's so relatable. Like I think when you go to America and the problems you deal with is very different, but parang magigets mo. So I'm very excited then to be able to present all the actors, which they did a great job, so no problems from the actors.
I remember another problem. One of our biggest ones was COVID too.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
That was definitely, because we shot for several weeks. Like, it was in a span of 2 months, like 10 days in a span of 2 months, basically. Mm-hmm. So that was a big one.
Definitely. And I think, yeah, I definitely
that cost
agree with
a lot
Nicole.
Of money.
That did. Oh my God. And yeah, scheduling wise, you know, with everyone and things can happen unexpectedly, you know, last minute, and then, you know, something happens. Now what do? You already had everything prepared for, you know, and that happened to us a few times, which was very much a challenge, but honestly, I didn't think we would finish Tahanan filming wise. That was crazy. We wrote it in 2000, I think 18 or 19, Nick, was when our first draft was.
And we were supposed to shoot it in 2019.
And we were supposed to shoot it and COVID happened. So now it's 2022, years after that, after multiple revisions, definitely a lot went after that. And I'm just so happy to have such a solid team and, you know, everyone was, you know, pretty much like a family and, you know, was willing to help each other out. Even with all these challenges happening, you know, we pulled through and we're editing right now and it's looking good.
Yay!
I'm very excited to show then our friends there, our family there, and the public then there when we're shooting for film festivals then in the Philippines. And just to go in the writing process, it was made with so much love for a country when we were going through difficult times together, America and the Philippines. Pero gets ko din yung kahirapan din sa Philippines. It's nothing like the kahirapan ng America. So making a film that comes from the heart and representing us is very empowering moving forward. And as the clock ticks down when we're ready to present it, it's there. So I'm very excited for people to be able to see it around the world. Yeah.
Yay! Okay, can I just say I'm so proud of you guys for pulling through so much in this pandemic. And honestly, I'm so excited since I am a fan of films like that. And honestly, I'm looking forward to watching it with a few friends. So,
thank you.
Since you mentioned, guys, yung challenges you went through while filming Tahanan, looking back, do you feel like it's worth it naman?
Oh,
very heartfelt question. Yes.
100%.
Yes or no? Quick, shut up. No, I like seriously though. I mean, syempre when we work on something, it feels like it's so long. Tapos in the middle of doing it, parang is this even worth it? So ngayon na you're in the editing process, you feel like it's worth it?
It's funny because it's funny you mentioned that there were times that I didn't want it to continue before, like way before filming. It was like, is this even going to be done? We're doing so many drafts, but it was definitely worth it. A lot of lessons were learned, I think, for everyone, and new relationships were made, friendships were made. as a producer, there's a lot of things now that, you know, looking back, that I learned a lot from that, from just being a producer.
Yay.
And it's crazy, you know, working on a Filipino film, you know, something that represents your culture. Mm-hmm. It's super rewarding in a sense that I honestly didn't think I would work on it. You know, I've been working on American films most of the time, actually all the time. And I've been working on some foreign films as well, but not Filipino. Mm-hmm. And this was way harder than expected. So just looking back and just realizing that we got it done, we got it finished. You know, after all that multiple challenges, it was so worth it.
Mm-hmm. That is cool. How about Nicholas? You were saying something earlier.
Yeah, it's the question is it worth it, right? After everything we've been through, yes, 100%. Was worth it. Like before we shot the very first day, the amount of stress we had going into that day was a lot. And then finally the whole COVID thing happened, and there's just so much stress and just trying to work with such talented creatives then around us to create this vision. Super rewarding. Every day I left with a smile on my face.
Yes, naman. I mean, guys.
Naks naman.
Yeah, yun yung answer ko.
Alam niyo, guys, I'm here to tell you na just based on your answers, I feel like it's worth it. And it feels good na I'm listening to very talented people. And I know deep down na you will represent the Filipinos very well. And it's so cool na you even got to like a point na you thought of representing the characters very well, and you made sure that even the accents, even the simple words, that is so cool. Because there are a few Filipino films na minsan nami-miss natin yung ganong simple ideas and all that. And I know it's gonna be worth it, because just wait for the Film Circles. You know, there are a lot of supporters of Film Circles in the Philippines, and I'm one of them. So, yay!
We are here too. Recently, literally just got from Monday at the, yeah, that was Monday, diba? Or Sunday. Sunday was a Filipino Film Festival here. Tapos yung mga gawain nila, Red, ganun, nandun. So we watch. Every time we can make it, we try to support din talaga Filipino.
Yay!
Absolutely. There is a lot of characters. Definitely. Oh, I wish I could have gone.
I know. Now I'm so jealous. You got to meet the director of Leonor Will Never Die. I love that film.
Yeah.
Okay. So we now go to the audience part. What are the things you hope Filipinos will get from the film?
Take it away, Nick.
Okay, so this film is very, like, there are some internal decisions to still be made. Apparently, it's an ongoing conversation of how long the movie is going to be and what we're going to cut out, diba? So from the inception of this movie, we didn't want this to represent our ideas, diba? We wanted this movie to be accessible or parang relatable to a huge amount of Filipinos, diba? And we actually ended up asking a question by the end of the movie, and then that's how the ending is gonna go for the viewer, diba? Depending on what's going on in his life, diba? What's his current philosophy or how he sees the world, he'll relate to very different characters in the movie. Yeah, the meaning of the movie is up to you.
Yep. A lot of different interpretations. But even though it was, you know, it's a Filipino film and we definitely want to tackle those issues, we also want to, you know, have various types of audiences that can relate to it, you know, that are even non-Filipino, you know, people who think they are homesick or feel like who don't feel like they don't belong in an environment, you know, a place where they don't think that they fit in. And I feel like, you know, a lot of us can relate to that. And I don't know, I just think that there's a lot of lessons to be learned in this film. And, you know, just looking back at the script and the story, we're just so excited to tell it.
Yay! Okay, since we are down to the last question, I know I sent you the podcast guide, but this is going to be a surprise question for you guys, since I liked your answer so much. And I would like to end this episode with a question. What for you is Tahanan? I want to ask each and every one of you, since you filmed Tahanan, ganyan, after all of that, what for you is Tahanan? Did it change ba during the filming process? Ganyan. So let's go. Go ahead, Nicole. You're smiling.
Well, I don't think it changed in the middle of filming. I feel like this was more before, because I have like moved around for school like a lot, even in the Philippines, you know? So for me, like, definitely, like, through that experience, I feel like the definition of home or tahanan has changed, like, a lot and gradually, because I am a person that likes having people around. I do consider myself an introvert, but I like having, like, the people I love around me. And I feel like if I am in a different place, even though it's not my hometown or anything else, if I'm surrounded by the people I love, that for me is tahanan, and that's home for me. So, yeah.
Yay! Okay. That is a nice answer. Okay, who wants to go next? I feel like si Nicholas nag-iisip pa siya. Very malalim yung answer niya.
Kailangan deep.
Yeah, you have to have... You have to have a really good answer now after Nicole's answer.
Sige, go ahead, Juan. You can do that. Sure. Miss Universe answer.
Ito na, Miss Universe
answer. Miss Universe.
Go.
I felt like You know, tahanan, for those of you in the audience who don't know, it translates to home. And home for me is somewhere you can, you know, be comfortable in without having second thoughts. An environment where you feel safe no matter who you are, what you do, a place where you feel accepted, and a place where you feel loved.
That is so good. I mean, Nicholas, can you beat Nicholas in one's answers?
Yeah, I think I have to tap out right here. Wala na to. I think
ikaw talaga, Nick. Ikaw talaga.
Kaya. Okay.
I think a home is somewhere we can look around, diba? And kind of build around it. Like, maybe it's small now, diba? Maybe it's broken, maybe it's something, but a feeling that it can grow. Diba? Maybe it's your friend group, maybe it's your plot of land, maybe it's your tiny house, but maybe that can grow. But it's also a very emotional feeling, and it ties to where we can grow emotionally. I think that's what home is, because sometimes you can be naman in one place and then suddenly you're not growing, so that could also be home. So that's what I think it is. So
beautiful.
Okay, that is so cool. Very nice answers, guys. Thank you so much for being here with me and for making time for this episode. Okay, so this is the part where you promote Tahanan to each and every one of us. Go ahead.
Okay, guys. Tahanan is a short film coming out pretty soon. We're trying to have it like do the film circles here in LA and also in the Philippines, and have it brought to a more accessible source of media, diba? And you can follow us on Howling Gale Entertainment on Instagram. And a lot of plugins.
You struggled there.
I was like, is it at Instagram at Howling Gale Entertainment?
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's correct. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you so much. And you can catch the first ever screening online of Tahanan if you donate to there. What? GoFundMe.
Yeah.
So yes. You can actually also, yeah. Go ahead, Juan.
Oh yeah, I was just gonna say it's also on our Instagram, the link.
Yay! Okay. They will send me the links and I will put them in the podcast episode's description. Or you can wait for it in the film circles in the Philippines when it comes available on a service provider. And I hope I can watch it with you guys, because honestly, I'm looking forward to watching Tahanan. And I'm so grateful that these people are with me today for this recording. That's it for this episode. Say hi to everyone and bye.
Hi and bye. And thank you, Hannah, for having us here. You know, audiences, please be sure to check out Hannah's podcast, Asking for a Friend, and she's doing an amazing job.
Yay!
Thank you guys so much for watching.
Thank you.
For doing what you do, Hannah.
Thank you.
Love to watch your next episode.
Bye-bye.
Bye. That is it for this episode. If you like it, feel free to check out Asking for a Friend on social media. And if you're interested to collaborate with me, you may email askingforafriendthepodcast@gmail.com. See you around.